Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. And the beautiful part about Coach's film is that you get to see a lot of things that you don't get to see on your TV set or if you were at the game in person. And so we're going to jump all over the place, and I'm going to show you some things I bet you didn't know about this Rams game from this past week. The 88-yard punt return that A. Sanders had that was called back because of a penalty on Leroy Reynolds. Game broadcast, looked at the TV. They didn't show it. They showed blocks, but it looked good to me. So let's go to the coach's tape and see. There's Leroy Reynolds. Watch what he does right when he's leaving the line of scrimmage right there. He ends up blocking a guy in the back, and it's clearly a penalty, and the head referee ends up calling it. Now, what you saw on your television set was when Leroy Reynolds went down the field and got a block there, and he gets a great block right off of Ace Sanders and a devastating block. But for the Jaguars to take the next step, you got to be smart, and you have to do your job and smartly at that.
Quick snap, and all alone, there's Blackman. Blackman. And he's going to score. Welcome back, Justin Blackman.
Justin Blackman's 67-yard touchdown play. I give a lot of credit to offensive coordinator Jed Fish. This is the coach's tape. And you see what's happening here? It's not even catching the snap of Brad Meester. Why? Because Jed Fish went to the hurry up. And you'll see what happens. The Rams defense is scrambling to get lined up, and there's confusion. That's why Justin is wide open, and what a great job of outrunning the defenders for the touchdown by Justin. What a shame for left tackle Luke Joeckel with the broken leg. And he was looking good. He had some moments that weren't so good, but this is the type of moment that Dave Caldwell expected. This is against Robert Quinn, excellent pass rusher. And look at the feet of Luke. I mean, it's almost like he's toying with Robert Quinn, and I know he's not, but this is the type of athlete that Luke Joeckel can become. Now, once Blaine Gabbert gets out of the pocket, it's scramble rules for quarterback and wide receiver. Cecil is wide open on the sideline. Blaine Gabbert has to make a throw like this. Any Jaguars quarterback has to connect on a pass like this. This is the fourth down play at the goal line, which the Jaguars did not get any points, and I give credit once again to offensive coordinator Jed Fish. And why? Because you have great pass rushers on the outside, but Jed makes sure that he provides help to those tackles. Maurice Jones-Drew is chipping over there with Cam Bradfield, and a chip is putting the shoulder or the elbow into the ribs of the defensive end. Trust me, I've been there. I don't like it. And on the other side, you get Clay Harbor chipping for Austin Pasdore. That's what you want to have. Now, look, I'm going to freeze this here. Cecil Shorts, this is not the ball you want to throw. There are other options on the play. There is an option to his left with Maurice Jones-Drew sneaking out after the chip. There's an option with Justin Blackman right at the goal line. If it's me, I'm taking Justin Blackman. Big, powerful guy. Throw it in there. But, boy, this is a tough play and a tough situation to come out with 0 points. This caught my attention in the game because it was a good play for the Jaguars. They get a sack of Sam Bradford, and I couldn't figure out who got the sack. And then I saw the dance after the sack. Hey, look, nobody loves sacks more than me, but Andre Branch is rushing from the right end here. Sam Bradford trips over Jake Long's feet, and so Branch tags him and then goes into the dance. Nah, I don't like that. Jonathan Cyprian, safety, inserts himself to be an eighth defender in the box. He is getting better and better and better. And I see why many people said that he could have been a first-round pick. He comes in, he's preparing that the fullback may hit him. He doesn't, but he still has the awareness to come through and make the play on the running back and to make a critical stop on third and one. Folks, this guy is going to be a really good player for a long time to come. I have this play in here because Maurice does a great job of having patience, allowing the tight end Clay Harbor to come around. And it's kind of an odd play. You see Harbor? He's sitting there waiting for Clay Harbor. I mean, you talk about a running back allowing the hole to develop. I mean, this is a perfect example of that. And Maurice hits it with power and he hits it with strength. But the other thing I wanted to point out on this is Will Rackley is driving the linebacker Alec Ogletree down the field. And I remember in the game broadcast, All of a sudden, there's a helmet on the Jaguars sideline, and Will Reckley's going over to get it. I'm like, how in the world does his helmet get all the way over to the Jaguars sideline? Look what Alec Ogletree does. He rips the helmet off of Reckley's head, and there's no penalty called. The helmet literally goes from the hash all the way to the Jaguars sideline. How this did not get called a penalty, I have no idea. They say it's a game of inches. Well, this is the last play of that drive that you wanted to see the Jaguars defense get a stop. And Will Blackman, who had a nice game, is covering the wide receiver. And look at where his hand is in relation to the ball. Mere inches away from knocking it down. Wanted to see the Jaguars defense rise up and make a play. And if they think it's tough against the Rams, wait till they see Peyton Manning.